This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says concerted efforts must curb corruption. Internal terminal of Chobar dry port to come into operation. And US says high altitude object shot down of Alaska. Now the news in detail. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, is marking its 32nd anniversary day today. The day is being marked by organizing various programs with the slogan, "Let's collaborate for ending corruption and promoting good governance." The anti-graft body was established with the aim to investigate the abuse of power by people holding public office and to control corruption in the country. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has called all sides concerted to extend support and wage activism from their sides to eliminate corruption from society and establish good governance. Addressing a function organized by the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority on its 32nd anniversary today, President Bhandari viewed corruption could be controlled with the concerted efforts of political leadership, the Commission, and administrative leadership. The President further argued as corruption has a direct link to irregularity in service delivery, draining out of state coffers, cause of conflict and blotting to international image, it must be rooted out the society and country, stating that corruption need to be honest, moral and of high integrity. Likewise, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that the government will be strict in taking action against corruption. Addressing the program of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority today, Prime Minister Dahal said corruption control is indispensable to improve the interests of citizens and maintain good governance. The Prime Minister said the government's commitment to take legal action against any corrupt person is a top priority. Prime Minister Dahal pledged to provide all kinds of assistance and support to the Commission in order to efficiently fulfill the responsibilities given to the Commission with the aim of building a corruption-free and virtuous society. The internal terminal of the Chobar dry port in Kathmandu is going to come into operation soon. A terminal inside the dry port under the Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Committee came into operation in mid-March last year, but the internal terminal was yet to come into operation. Executive Director of the committee, Asis Gajuril, said that the operation of the internal terminal will be started within a day or two after falling due to process of correspondence with the concerned agencies. The internal terminal in the dry port has a capacity for parking 150 trucks, warehouses, measurement skills as well as loading and unloading sets. Gajuril said, with the objective of facilitating trade, the entrance fee for the use of terminal will be free, while facilities such as vehicle parking and loading-unloading of goods will be available at the lowest possible fee. One person died due to electrocution in Betamod Municipality 7 of Baraghare. According to District Police Office Dhapa, 49-year-old Kim Shrestha was electrocuted in front of his house. Shrestha was electrocuted while leaving his house on Friday night, died during treatment at Beta City Hospital in Betamod. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a fighter jet to shut down an unidentified high-altitude object off Alaska on Friday. Spokesman John Kirby said the unmanned object was the size of a small car and posed a reasonable threat to civil aviation. Kirby said the object's purpose and origin was unclear. It comes a week after the American military destroyed a Chinese balloon over U.S. territorial waters. Speaking at the White House on Friday, Kirby said The debris filled off the object shot down on Friday was much smaller than the balloon shot down last Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. The object was first spotted on Thursday night, though officials did not specify a time. Likewise, Pentagon press secretary said the object was not similar in size or shape to last week's Chinese balloon. Russian missiles hit power facilities on Friday across Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from a tour of Western capitals, and Ukrainian officials said a long-awaited Russian offensive was underway in the east. Ukraine's armed forces said in an evening update that Russian forces fired more than 100 missiles throughout the country and staged 12 air and 20 shelling attacks. Energy minister said Russia had hit power facilities in six regions with missiles and drones, causing blackouts across most of Ukraine. In Washington, the White House said President Joe Biden would travel to Poland from 20th to 22nd of Feb to show support for Kiev, ahead for the first anniversary of Russia's invasion on Feb 24, and make clear additional security assistance and aid will be coming from the United States. A newborn baby and his mother have been rescued from rubble in Turkey around 90 hours after the first Monday's deadly earthquakes. Hopes of finding many more survivors are diminishing amid freezing cold weather 4 days after the disaster. However, search and rescue efforts continue in both Turkey and neighboring Syria, which was struck by the quakes as well. More than 21,000 people have died, most of them in Turkey, after Monday's morning's initial 7.8 magnitude tremor and hundreds of aftershocks that followed. There have also been fears of a secondary catastrophe, as many people have been made homeless and are lacking shelter, water, fuel and electricity. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had described it as the disaster of the century. Despite the devastation, stories of remarkable escapes or heroic rescues have been emerging over the past days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudupostim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of a light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1 and at a few places of high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali Province and Sudupostim Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudupostim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidyadeep Bhandari says concerted efforts must curb corruption. Internal terminal of Chobar dry port to come into operation, and U.S. says high-altitude object shot down of Alaska. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.